She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for being with me. It is time for the show, and I'm always so excited about that. You know, it's interesting. As a doctor, I take a lot of things for granted, like just my knowledge that I've sort of studied over the years. And we hear about pH a lot. So little p, big H, you see it. And there's a lot of pH products out there. And we hear about a pH alkaline diet and or pH balanced water. But hey, we're here to answer this segment. What is pH exactly? And why is it so important that we have pH balance in our lives? Well, to the show, I want to welcome John and Karen. Oh, I hope I get this right, folks. Podlasek, yes?
Yeah, Podlasek.
Podlasek. Okay, great. All right, well, these folks, they're definitely a power couple, have had numerous individual health challenges, and through the years, they've done a lot of research. They started to see definitely some benefits from following an alkaline diet. Both of you, thanks so much for being here, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and I always love stories like this because, you know, for me, I think some of the best, I have the best clinical acumen from things that I've actually experienced myself. You know, there's nothing like that good old wisdom, right, of going through challenges and doing your own discovery and seeing what works and then being able to share it. I think it's so important. So, John, I want to start with you. Can you, for our listeners, just, you know, what define, we see that little p, big H, what is pH?
Right. pH stands for the potential of hydrogen, which is a range, and it goes from 0 to 14, 0 being totally acidic, 14 being totally alkaline, and water is a pH of 7, and your body is 70% water.
That's right. We kind of really rock it if we have a nice balanced pH, but can you give us also an overview of why pH is so important to our health?
I can go ahead with that one. Okay. From what we've researched, we found typical U.S. diet is high in acid-producing foods and drinks. We're consuming them every day and not even realizing what we're putting into our bodies. Numerous doctors, nutritionists, and herbalists believe mild acidosis, which is a pH below 7, can contribute to many of the illnesses affecting people today. Some of these illnesses, do you want me to go over them with you?
Sure, of course.
Okay, great. Obesity.
Yeah.
High blood pressure.
Yeah.
Weakened immunity, brittle bones, chronic inflammation, fatigue, bladder and kidney conditions, hair, nail issues, mood swings, and that's just the top of the list.
That's right. Yeah. So when you get slightly acidotic, so that more to the lower end, you know, it's kind of weird. You think of the scale wanting to go up, but it's really the opposite. So that we're looking towards 7 or below, that being more acidic. So I know that people are really interested in alkaline. So we want to keep it. So because of what you're saying, a lot of sometimes our acidic thoughts, there are a lot of drinks and foods that we intake in our, and I would say our modern day society, our convenient prepackaged foods, et cetera, that people are grabbing are very high. So we have this slight acidosis. So we want to kind of push the mark to be more alkaline. What are some foods that are high in alkaline that help boost your pH?
Okay. Some of the highest ones, including carrots, onions, cabbage, spinach, kale, cauliflower, artichokes.
All right.
Some other ones, you know, green tea, which we all want to drink a lot of these days.
Green tea is a great one.
Yeah.
Lemons, which we'll get into later, is kind of an odd one. Throw it in there as an alkaline base. Watermelon, sweet potatoes, pears, kiwi, garlic, strawberries, apples, berries, and avocados. They're just some of the real good ones.
Well, that sounds great. It sounds like my diet, so I'm really happy about that.
but
it is.
Fruits.
Yeah, and it's interesting you say lemons, and I'm sure some listeners out there are going, well, that's ascorbic acid. Lemons are citrus. That's more acidic. How does that transfer into alkaline? But it's really what our body does with it, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. It converts it from a 2.2 to being, I believe, around an 8 pH on the alkaline scale. So it's unusual because, you think acid, but lemon is actually very good for you. Lemon water, especially room temperature, is something you're supposed to do first thing in the morning.
We've talked about that a lot. And, you know, gosh, when we think about people, the cost effectiveness of just having a glass of room temperature lemon water in the morning, you can't really beat it for the health benefits that it does give you. And it really starts your day off right. So, okay, then on the contrary, what are some of these foods that people are grabbing that they might not be thinking about that are actually lowering that pH into the more dangerous and sort of poor health producing acidic range?
Okay, well, one of the main ones is meat, believe it or not. Beef, pork, turkey, chicken, eggs have high acidic value, processed flour and sugar.
Yeah,
and some big ones, which, you know, we don't have to completely get rid of, but we'd say get rid of a lot of it, coffee, soda, and some alcohol.
Wow. So there, you also then added some things that I actually have in my diet as well. So it's interesting. So I'm glad. I'm really glad that it's all about the balance. Yeah. So but it really
balancing.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not saying yet. Depending on what your health goals are, you don't have to totally eliminate all those things. It's just in moderation, and again, depending what your health goals are.
And I think that that's a great point, because it's all about the balance. Because, John and Karen, tell me if you've seen this. I see people who are extremely healthy that, let's say, avoid all of the things that you just talked about, including alcohol, sugar, coffee, et cetera. They're high on the floppy greens. They've got all these great foods. And guess what else they're doing? They're doing alkaline water. I actually sometimes take a point with this, because, as you say in this segment, and your website is phbalancedlife.com, which I love. It is about the balance. Don't you think, though, taken to an extreme, we can get a little bit too alkaline, and that's a problem too.
Oh, yeah. If you get over 7.5 and get into 8 or 8.5 range, that's actually bad for you too. So it's not more alkaline equals good forever. It's finding that balance, because, you can get too high on the alkaline scale. It's less common, but that is something to be concerned about too.
Right. Okay. So I know people are probably like, okay, well, how do I know what my pH is? How do people know what their pH is?
The pH, there's two kinds. There's the blood pH, but you can't always go to a doctor's office for that. So the other way to check your pH is through your saliva and or your urine, and you can do that easily at home with pH test strips, things like that.
Right. Those are very, very popular, especially when people are trying to get into ketosis, right? So they could monitor.
Urine. Yeah, I love that too.
Yeah. So how often do you think that folks should be monitoring? I mean, I guess it would be nice to see people where they're at, but how often after that sort of baseline of understanding where their pH is, how often do you think that you should be monitoring it?
Yeah, they monitor it, once a day after establishing that baseline. One of the ideas we recommend is doing your pH, checking it 10 mornings in a row.
Okay.
And then just crossing out the bottom three, the top three, and then averaging those remaining four. And that gives you kind of a baseline of where you're at. And then going forward from there, you can check it once a day if your schedule allows, twice if you need to, or if you got to skip, you can skip too. It depends, again, what your health goals are. If you're on the alkaline diet or you're just trying to eat healthy and use it as a way to keep you in check.
Right. And I think it's so if you understand that you're acidic and you might know that already and you find that, then you can use it as a metric to understand pushing the ball up the field. Okay, we got 60 seconds. I want to ask you one more question, especially why is pH especially important for athletes? This is very, very interesting to me.
Yeah, when you exercise, particularly the cardio, it raises your chances of mild acidosis. So it's something you also have to keep track of. I have a buddy that was training for the Ironman competition. I talked to him about pH tips. He's like, oh, yeah, I know totally what those are. I use those, and other people use those too. And I know you're training for the LA Marathon.
So. Yeah, that's right. Okay, well, folks, so Karen and John, thank you so much for what you do. I know people can find out more about you and more about testing their own pH at phbalancedlife.com. Thank you so much. This is Dr. Holly Lucille. Mindful Medicine, you're on Radio MD. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD.